This week, the Chiefs get a chance to reflect on a season that has most certainly not gone in the direction that they had planned, nor had hoped. With a bye week this week, the team can take a step back and find what they've done well and try to eliminate what has plagued them. The most glaring challenge that the Chiefs face is the one that we continue to talk about, and the one that is certainly the most obvious: turnovers. This past week, the turnovers went both ways, but even an incredible blocked punt that culminated in 7 points was negated with an improbable scoop that was returned for 78 yards and a touchdown by All-Pro Rondé Barber. But that's not the only factor in the Chiefs' misfortune lately. The trend that seems to unfortunately continue is that the team cannot put together a full 60 minutes of smash-mouth, hardcore, Chiefs-style football. Case in point, last week, the Chiefs faced a 1-4 Buccaneers squad that also was looking for answers to some tough questions. Brady Quinn, subbing for an injured Matt Cassel, needed a few series to prime himself to play. But in that time, the defense held strong. The first half saw the linebacking core take charge with a huge pick and return at the hands of Justin Houston. And if not for an acrobatic grab by Bucs wide receiver Mike Williams, the defense held pat all throughout the first and second quarter. It was 7-3 heading into the locker room. It was still anyone's game, but good football teams have to play two halves. They have to overcome adversity, and the Chiefs have not been able to do that with the exception of an impressive come-from-behind victory in New Orleans. As an example, if you look at the Falcons game or the Chargers game, the 2012 season truly is a season of two halves. It's always been one half that does the team in. Strong efforts put them neck and neck with opponents, but the inability to sustain has been their demise. Now they have time to reflect. Now they have time to correct. If this team wants to spin the season around, they have time to get their bearings and right wrongs that have derailed them at times. This break will be short-lived, as they have AFC West opponents, the Raiders, headed here in 1 week's time. The Raiders would like nothing more than to have the Chiefs dangling by a thread, and another loss at Arrowhead could do the trick.